You will notice that I've called the message The Greatest Supper. And there are 3 points taken from the reading that we had. The first point is before the supper there was preparation. The religious leaders prepared for what? They prepared for a crime, but Jesus prepared for the Passover. When we come to communion, we should be prepared in our minds. We should take it seriously and remember that it was Jesus who said, "Do this in remembrance of me." So number one, there was preparation. Do we prepare when we come to communion? Do we prepare in our service for God? God gives us so many opportunities to help other people, and you never know what might result from that kind of service. So number two, during the supper, there was what I've called revelation. What was revealed? Well, first and foremost, Jesus revealed his love. One way we know this is because he knelt down and he washed the feet of his disciples. Jesus. He didn't come to be served, but to serve. But to show his love for his disciples, he actually bent down, took a cloth and washed their feet. Jesus also revealed the presence of treachery. He informed his disciples that they would come and they would take him away. He also revealed the disciples' own worldliness. They were arguing among themselves who was the greatest. And true greatness, my friends, means that we should be more and more like Jesus. And of course, Jesus also revealed that Peter was going to deny him. Must have been a bit embarrassing for Peter in front of the other disciples. And yet we know that it happened. And what a warning that is to us. I've probably told you this before, and I'm ashamed of it, but when in the barber shop in Uxbridge in London, there was a lot of swearing and dirty jokes being told. And suddenly my barber turned around and said, "Bruce, what do you do?" And I thought for a second. And I said, "Community work." I should have said, "I'm leader of a church. I'm a Christian." But I was so overtaken by the filth in that place. But that means I denied the Lord. It's easy for us in some ways to deny that we know the Lord, or easy for us not to stick up for the Lord when we hear him being criticized. So there was preparation, there was the revelation of Jesus's love, the fact that treachery was going to happen, the worldliness of the disciples, and the denial of Peter. Thirdly and finally, after the supper, there was what I've called commemoration. Jesus said, "Do this in remembrance of me." So, when we come to the table, we look back, we proclaim Jesus' death, and we're told to do this until he returns. And we're also supposed to be looking at the present time. We break bread, we drink wine because of what Jesus has done for us. And that means that if we know and love Jesus, and if we take the supper as he has requested, then we are definitely his sons and his daughters. So, we do it in remembrance of Jesus, but we're also looking forward. We're looking forward, or we should be, to the unity of the church. You know, I often pray that one day the church will be united. And every time there is division within a church or within groups of Christians, that is not honoring Jesus or his work. We are to look forward to the unity of Jesus. And you know, when we break bread, they used to break it from one loaf, and that symbolized complete unity. That is what Jesus wanted, unity among those who loved him. Tremendous what Jesus did for us on the cross. We dare not surely forget. He said, as often as ye eat bread and drink wine, do this in remembrance of me. And so we seek, don't we, to be faithful to that request. Thank you. And now, the hymn we're going to sing, Sarah, this reminds me of your dad, because it was one that he loved, wasn't it? When I survey the wandering